Network podcast, the primary voice for pro football at profootballnetwork.com.
Kyle Yates here with Pro Football Network on Radio Row, leading into Super Bowl 58, joined here today by Isaiah Polamau. Thank you so much for taking some time and jumping on the show, man.
Man, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So I saw Max Crosby, your teammate, walking around here earlier. He's obviously being bombarded by all the media requests, everything like that. He's quickly become regarded as one of the best pass rushers in the NFL. Being his teammate, what do you see just behind the scenes that goes into him being regarded like that?
I mean, it's very well deserved. I mean, it's all true. He's one of the best, and not just because of what he does on the field, but the work he puts in off of the field. You know, he's off the work and see what he does for himself and for the team. You know, it would just be that much easier to appreciate how what he does and how hard he works.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, he just had surgery a couple weeks ago, and I saw him in the building last week walking around. Like,
that's nuts.
Like, it was nothing. So
probably have to, like, hold him back from working out, and, like, you know, I feel like that's Max, right? Obviously, you mentioned we're here. This is a ridiculous environment here, Radio Row in Las Vegas. And for you being a member of the Las Vegas Raiders, it's got to be so cool to kind of see, like, all the media descend here for Super Bowl 58. But at the same time, we were in Allegiant Stadium, which ridiculously awesome stadium.
Yeah.
For the first time the other night, it's the Kansas City Chiefs playing on your home field for the Super Bowl. What is that like? And what's it like seeing that?
You know, it's like, it's honestly crazy. It's a little bittersweet, honestly, because, you know, I love that it's here. You know, Super Bowl's here in Vegas and everything's in the backyard. But
yep.
Then Kansas City Chiefs, like, damn.
Yeah.
it just happened to be them. But, you know, respect goes to them. You know, they earned it. You know, I honestly don't like seeing all the red and the Chiefs logos on the Raiders stuff. But, you know, it is what it is. You know, we'll have another opportunity next year.
Yep, that's exactly it. You guys got to defend that. You got to come back and just use it as motivation to make sure that you guys 100%. Don't have that again next year. Talk about going into next year, man. Your team went through a wild sort of series of events here this past year, seeing Antonio Pierce promoted to the interim head coach and then now obviously named as the head coach for the foreseeable future, hopefully for the next 20, 30 years here in Las Vegas. But what was it like? What is it about Antonio Pierce that caused, it seemed like from the outside, the entire locker room was just united behind this guy?
You know, it's really crazy thinking about last year because it really feels like two different seasons.
Sure.
Like, you know, so much has happened, but I think the biggest thing that got everybody to rally behind AP was, you know, it's simple. He speaks the truth.
Yeah.
You know, and whether it's hard and brutal or it's easy to tell you and you know, it's love, but he's going to tell you the truth regardless of what it is. I mean, and I think as players, that's what everybody appreciates.
Yeah. And I'm sure, too, from him being in the locker room previously, playing in the league, right, and understanding and having that, I'm sure that plays a massive role.
He knows how it goes as a player, and he knows how to play the role.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he's the perfect guy for the job.
What does the future hold for this team going into 2024 and beyond? You've got your head coach. You've got the team that, you know, the head coach, that the players are united behind. What does the future hold for this team?
I think that's the key question. I think we have to ask ourselves and take it upon ourselves.
Yep.
You know, everybody has to come in ready to work this off season. And honestly, I think it's going to come down to who's bonded the most, who's willing to fight for each other the most.
Yeah. All right. That is Kyle Yates here with Isaiah Polamau, Radio Row, Super Bowl 58. Isaiah, thanks for taking some time to jump on the show.
Thank you, man.